Hey, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
This is our Challenger call. Suzanne McGee, and I think Bob, is Bob on also, Suzanne?
He will be in just a moment.
Okay. On the call with me, and they have some guests on the call for them that we'll be introducing during our call. Wow, what a time to be in NECAM. We have so much excitement going on, it's almost hard to know where to start. It's hard to know what to present with. We have so many things and so many follow-up materials. We have such an exciting time. When we began our business about 15 and a half years ago, things were so simple. We had a typed-out price list and one cassette tape, and that was about it. And business had been going for a couple of years before we even got started. And what a switch it is now. Today, we still have very, very amazing products. More amazing than even before. We are so in the right place at the right time. The timing for network marketing is better. We thought it was couldn't be better when we started, that actually no one knew about what a magnet's supposed to do for your body. Communication technology is so much more superior now than it was then. We can have conference calls. We had to leave a little message before, and then the person could come back and leave a message on we have a meet system at the home office. Other than that, I just kept calling people one at a time. That was it. And so we have a successful track record with NECAM. What we've been doing in the last 15 and a half years, when we saw NECAM, at first we wouldn't even listen because we thought nobody could get health results that fast. But then when we realized what we had, we really got going and got started. And so, and have really proven that this is the best way, we think, to have a successful business, help other people, and have the optimum lifestyle. So right now, it is time for us to have explosive growth. We have everything together. The home office is absolutely behind us and doing everything that they can think of to make help us make our businesses successful. It is very exciting to have a team like that at the home office. So Suzanne and I are going to, and Bob, if he's on here, are going to go through
I'm here.
Good. Hi, Bob.
Hi.
Points of a perfect business opportunity. Before I do that, I want to introduce you to Bob and Suzanne McGee and have them tell just a little bit about what their first experience was with NECAM and maybe what an eye-opener it was to them or however they felt about it. Let's do that before we go to these 10 points so that the folks out there know just who we're talking with. Bob and Suzanne, tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, Bob, would you like to?
Well, basically, we had had several brushes with the company, at which we didn't heed, and one was about 10 years prior, and then another was about 4 years prior to our real experience with it, and it had nothing to do with the people trying to just do it. It had to deal with our place in time and our accessibility to it, but to make a long story short, we had the opportunity to travel to the Northwest and to do some business with another company that we were with, and Suzanne was actually training about 200 women. And as a result of meeting the parents of a woman that had married a son of a friend of ours, we were invited to go see them at their house. And it ended up where we ended up staying with them, and we asked them interesting questions, and they said, well, you'll be able to experience some of these technologies tonight. You're going to be sleeping in one of these magnetic beds. And Suzanne had injured her neck in an accident quite a few years ago, and as I remember, she would sleep about an hour and a half a night, and then she'd start turning and twisting because her neck would hurt. And every morning, I remember she woke up with a headache, and we were buying these pain killers by the case. Every morning she would have to take something. So the individual we happened to stay with happened to be Dennis and Ruth Williams. And, you know, it's just one of those things. And so Dennis said, well, even that kind of, even that cute little smile he's got on his face, he says, it'll be interesting to see how you feel in the morning. And Ruth, of course, was filling us up with pie water and giving us all the supplements and the Chiaga, and it was great. And I have to tell you, I was very, very skeptical. But when we went to bed that night, and I remember Suzanne laying down and saying, well, it's kind of firm, and that's the last thing she said that night. And I woke up the next morning, she was in exactly the same spot she was in when she laid down. Hadn't moved, her hair wasn't messed up, nothing. And it scared me a little. I said, oh my gosh, she's dead. But I went to the men's room, came back, and got back into bed, and she sat up in bed and was looking both from side to side, and I said, yeah, what's wrong? I thought maybe something was in the room. She said, my neck doesn't hurt, and I don't have a headache. And I said, you have got to be kidding. So that was our really initiation into the NECAN world of magnetics and nutrition and wellness. And from that point on, we were faced with one simple decision. What do we do now that we know that all this stuff works? And we decided that it was, in reality, exactly what Ruth said, is the best. We were in the exactly perfect position in the world, what the world needs, and in the marketplace, and we abandoned our other business almost completely, and it was a very lucrative business for us, and we were having a great time and enjoying ourselves, and we started into this adventure, and that's what it is. Every single day it's an adventure, and we've gone into it with both feet and our whole body. I'll let Suzanne tell you more, but that was our first experience, and it got us to a point where we actually had a physical experience, one of us did, and then I, of course, have experienced many things since then. I don't want to take too much time now, but in our immediate family, we've had just miraculous things happen. So, Suzanne?
Well, thank you. You did a good job. And just as a short introduction, I had a product experience that was awesome, and I was grateful for it, and I can see that it has absolutely enhanced my life. And to say that I was in good physical condition and nutritionally sound would be just a very positive statement. I was in that state. But what experiencing NECAN has done for me, it's just taken me up to what I consider more like a celestial level. And after a while, we realized the benefits that we were getting, and so it induced us to name our company Nirvana Wellness, because it is. It really is an ecstasy. It's a heavenly way to live, and we've realized that we have moved to that degree, because nothing has ever compared to the synergy of the technologies and living in a wellness home. Absolutely nothing that we've ever done, and that comes from someone who's lived a pretty healthy life for the most of my life. So that was pretty exciting. But to me, although I loved the product, that was a great experience, I quickly identified, because of some reviews that I had done at previous companies, I felt that NECAN had the most outstanding business opportunities. I saw where we were sitting, and I had already formatted that if we really wanted to be ahead of the polls and where it was going, to be involved in the industry was what we should be doing. But we could not find that place. When I saw how easy, and this is probably one of the core factors that made me decide so quickly. We decided within just hours. NECAN has made it so easy for us that truly all we have to do is live on top of these technologies. And living in Southern California with a tremendously busy lifestyle and a very hectic corporate life that I was living at that time, if someone had given me assignments to change even so much to do the nutritional program that I am now living, I probably would have said, I just don't have time to do that. But they gave me the simple request, if you breathe air, breathe this air. If you drink water, drink this water. And if you sleep, sleep on this system. And I said, don't add anything more to the list. I can do that. I did it. And within a week, I saw an amazing difference. Therefore, it encouraged me to go on to the nutrition, the body balance, and other parts of the wonderful, awesome products that we have. The business opportunity cannot be compared. I think it's pretty exciting. We have a little challenge in our life. I, I don't really like spending money. I like earning and seeing how much I can get in the pot or the bank or the account. And we kind of laugh about that. And so Nican has certainly filled that excitement for me, because but each one of those dollars represent people that we've helped. And that's even more exciting than anything else could be.
Well, I remember when you were at our house, we knew you were an amazing couple just meeting you, and that you were people that we would love to be around a lot. And then when you started, this Suzanne asked more questions than anybody I've ever had in Nican. So she started asking questions and questions, and pretty soon I said, Suzanne, are you asking because you're interested in Nican, or did you want help with your other business? And so you wanted to know to apply them. And really, at that point, it didn't matter which way. I really liked her and admired her already. And she said, well, we always keep our options open. So I just kept answering the questions. It's very much been very much a pleasure in working with a couple that is so with it and so looking out to help people and make a difference in the world. And we have many of those in Nican, and love to add more of them, and to all the amazing relationships that we've built in Nican. And so happy to have Bob and Suzanne and the people that they're bringing to our Nican family. So
we're happy to be here.
Great. So we have, in a little bit with Bob and Suzanne sharing here, covered the fact that one of the 10 points of a perfect business opportunity, and that is amazing products, amazing income. We have has been unbelievable. When we heard about the $17,000 that Dave Johnson was making, when was a tape, another tape that Nican had that we hadn't heard before. When we first started, we realized that if a guy could make that much money, the products work. And so that was a product testimony when we heard that. We certainly were interested in earning that much money, but what it really told us is that the products had to work, or then he could not make that much money if they didn't. A third point is the company stability. That is something that we investigated, and that was a question that we had when we went to meet with Dave Johnson. The company has to be stable, because otherwise we do not want to introduce anyone and have them be at risk, and that was exciting. The timing of the industry, I think everyone realizes the timing and the wellness home aspect. Do you have anything to add to what, anything especially to add to any of these? You just interrupt me, okay?
Okay.
Those four points were what I used to begin with. I talked to people on the phone, and I would cover those four points, and then if they didn't say anything about those, then I would cover the product. So that was my way of introducing people to Nican, and then not too long after that, I realized that one of the best aspects of Nican was the opportunity to make a difference. This is the most exciting thing. I think it's most important to most people. The sixth point that I have on my 10 points of a perfect business opportunity is that this is an invisible business. And Robert Kiyosaki talks about that this is what people want. They like to work from their home, not be out and around, and that you know, you can't really see us. We have business all over the country, all over the world. And yet here we are, sitting looking out the window while we're talking on the phone. And talking on the phone, of course, is what we do a lot. So it's kind of an invisible business. Along with that, we have tax benefits because we have our own business. So whenever we're talking on the phone, whenever we're driving to visit with people, no matter where they are, they might be in Hawaii, they might be in Singapore, we can go to those places and do business. And so our trip then has to be tax deductible. Our home, parts of our home have to be tax deductible. There are many tax benefits from having your own business. Number eight, this is a very important one to many people, is personal growth and very good friends. And because we all have so much in common, we're all here to be able to actually change the lives of people, to make it better, and to make a real big difference in the world. And we have all those things in common, and so we develop really very, very good friends, and we bring our very good friends into the business. And then one of my favorites, Bob already mentioned, It's an adventure every day. It's never boring. That was a quality I always wanted for a career, is I hated being bored, and so I always wanted it to be exciting. And people do a lot of things these days just to kind of bring some excitement to their lives, and really they only need to get into MECAN and enjoy helping people, and they will find it's never boring. It's always changing. We're always learning and improving, aren't we? That's just sort of a little introduction we decided we would do. And now we want to talk about kind of a MECANgram. So this begins with the people that we know in Norway, Morten and Sissel, started their business. We have kind of talked about them before and introduced this idea of kind of putting together a MECANgram so that we have a picture of what we want to do. And we've been talking about that for a while, and Bob and Suzanne have actually put it into action here in the United States. And so first I thought I would tell you what Morten and Sissel in Norway did, and then Bob and Suzanne will then go from there pretty much. So Morten and Sissel were introduced to Norway before MECAN was open in Norway. And so they got very excited about it. They got product results, and so they started, they made up a big picture that likely do, and maybe put it up on a board. Different people do it in different ways, but we have put one on the computer now, where you just put yourself on the board, and then you draw the network that you want to achieve. And they did that, and they just started having people over morning, noon, and night, and introduced them to MECAN and said, we will help you to form your own network. And so then the next time, the people that were there to begin with got some more people. And this is exactly what really happened in our organization as well, and we always enjoyed putting those names in those circles up on the board and then drawing a little line to the people that those people brought in. And they did this for several months before MECAN opened. And so they had all the people deciding what they were going to order, and they had they didn't have the paperwork to fill out, but they had the people and the information, and then they had people under them. And so when MECAN opened in Norway, they had some 300,000 volume or something like that. It was just amazing. And I thought that it would be exciting, very exciting to do MECAN in that way, so that we put it all together. And so now that Bob and Suzanne are going to tell what they have done, and they have their guest here with them, and I'll have them introduce her. We'll talk to her a little bit, and then go from there. So tell us what's happened now, Bob and Suzanne.
Okay.
Go ahead, honey.
Well, we had an opportunity to meet a very exciting woman, but I have to tell you how that came about, because I think that there are some three things, as Bob Richards mentioned last night on the call, that really, really make MECAN different. And that is the wellness home, our compensation plan, and the five pillars of health. The five pillars of health are really a philosophy. They're deep within us. And I find that as I look at the people that I have met in the last year who are living that philosophy, really are attracted to MECAN. And those who are not willing to live that philosophy, or is not in compatibility with what they have in life, they don't stay. So looking at the five pillars of life, when we think of a healthy body and healthy mind and a healthy spirit, I wanted to address a healthy spirit for just a moment. We happened to be at a fair, a Department of Transportation fair in Los Angeles. We were the end booth. The booth was packed. We had five deep. We had lots and lots of people there. And just previous to the first break where all the people came, Bob had gone ahead and went to get some lunch before this opened. And, honey, are you inside? Okay. And so he went and had some lunch, and as he was standing up, his lunch fell off his lap. And when it did, it spilled on the courtyard, and Bob bent down to pick it up. And the custodian, the janitor there, came over and said, no, sir, no, I'm picking that up. And Bob said, oh, no, I would expect you to clean up after me. It's my accident. I want to do it. So they were both on their knees cleaning up the food, and the janitor looked up and said, wow, these products are so, what are you doing here? And Bob took time to talk to him and help him understand what our mission was and what we were doing. I was over there by myself handling about 20 people who were asking questions, and I was trying to do a speed roll of what we were there for, and I was looking and I thought, oh my goodness. But he was But he was spending time with this individual, and this individual said to him, I know the president of our wellness organization, and I'm gonna go get her. Well, Bob smiled. Oh, that's great. You know, that was nice for you to appreciate that, but we really didn't think he did. So we were very busy. About an hour later, down comes the custodian with holding someone in his hand, leading her to us. And he said, here she is. I brought her. I got her out of her meeting, and I brought her to you, and introduced us to Vanessa Bowe. And that was an awesome experience. But that would not have happened if Bob hadn't placed the value on that individual. It didn't matter to Bob who that individual was. It mattered what he was. He wasn't, not his title or his position, but that he was an individual who needed to hear our message, just like everyone else. And when he brought Vanessa, Vanessa saw what we had, and immediately there was a connection. She'll tell about that later. And excitement in our life began. She had an injury. We took care. We suggested something that might work. It did. It worked, just like our Neegan products always do. Even though we say it might, we know it's going to. And then she said, I want to tell. I want to take this into the inner city where she lives, and I want to change lives. And she has started doing that. So we positioned her. Bob and I said, we will help you. We will help you set up your company, and we will show you how to organize it. There are some commitments that you need to make. We'll make that commitment to you. And we sat and organized it so that she could see where it was placed. And this happened to be the middle of the first week of May or so that we were talking. By the middle of May, she came to her first wellness preview. We had a one-on-one. The second week in May, she came to a wellness preview. She knew this is what she wanted to do. So we set her up as she was continuing to tell people, I don't know much, I just know it works. And what do you know about it? Well, I don't, but just, you have to come. You have to come to the next meeting. You have to come talk to Suzanne and Bob. And it, how great that is, that that's what someone does. They don't say what they don't know. They just know it works. And she brought people to us, and as we were bringing people to her, her business builders, we could see how we were going to place them. So the conclusion of that is that yesterday we signed up six herself and five other people, and she has four more people for Monday. She's already four more people for Monday, possibly five, and she is three layers deep.
Yo, wow.
She's
dynamite. Okay. So shall I talk to Vanessa a bit?
Yes.
Vanessa, awesome. A golden contact here. So, Vanessa, tell us a little bit about your background to begin with. Where have you been, and what do you do? Are you there?
Did we lose Vanessa?
Vanessa, if you're on mute, star six.
I know she was there.
I will call on the other line. If you have anything else to add to that, Bob, I will call. Vanessa, are you there? Okay, I'll call Vanessa on the other line while you add to that.
Interestingly enough, we had a meeting with Vanessa and her vice president, Ole Jackson, who is incidentally her first sign-up person under Vanessa, and they both looked at this, and we had remember the other fellow's name, but we were met in Caltrans building downtown L.A., in their big conference room, and we had this meeting, and they said, I can see where this could just go so many places. And we related to them about the idea of, actually, our first impression was we wanted to get our wellness equipment and technologies involved in their wellness program for Caltrans. And then we happened to mention that there's an incredible business associated with it, and both Vanessa and Ollie picked up on that, and they said, oh, well, tell us about that. And we did, and their eyes just lit up, and would this be of interest to you? And they said, yes, it would. And so they both have such an incredible circle of influence, and they both are, they're very much alike, and yet they're very, very different. Isn't that interesting? I mean, all the people we deal with are like that. We have common interests, common goals, common things that we want, and yet we're all very, very different people. And our approach to the business, our approach to people, can be as varied as many people there are out there. And that's the beauty of this business. There's no canned way to do this business. There are certain ways of doing it that are more effective and more efficient, you know, but as far as the approach to the individual, it's as different as every individual you meet, and that's what I love about this.
Keep you hopping, doesn't it?
It really does, yes. And I, you know, I keep thinking about Vanessa when she says, I don't know how it works, but I just know it does. I just keep thinking, this is a junior Dave Johnson. It was real good, you know. Now, I know he did that for some of the other reasons, but the result, the end result is still the same, you know. She has now, she said she got home last night, and I don't want to steal any of her thunder, but she said she actually had two people waiting for her when she got home. She said, you know, we heard about this from our neighbors, and we've got this, my back's hurting, and this, you know, so I'll let her tell that story, but,
back?
I'm back. Vanessa, are you there? Okay. All right. I'll keep going.
Oh, dear. At any rate, she brought some very influential people in, and, you know, we have a new, approach that we're doing with our coach, and we went up and we had our first wellness preview in our wellness coach, and she had some really influential people there that of which all of them signed up yesterday, and all of them had at least two or three people that they're signing up after they go to their first preview at corporate next week, and so she has done literally what you were talking about, that the effect in Norway, where we have Suzanne has spent a lot of painstaking time with them and saying, okay, we want to position everyone, this is where we're going to be, and this is how we're going to make a run. And then you augment that with the announcement last night of how much quicker we can attain the goals we want as far as being silver, and then of course making you silver and making them to gold. I mean, talk about timing. I was just going, whoa, I don't believe this, you know.
No, but, let's cover those, Bob. Let's cover what the incentives are, the summer incentives that were announced.
Well, as far as I was following it, in the month of June, in order to be silver, instead of the regular $20,000 in 1 month, you still have to have your three seniors, but the company is going to fortify your numbers. You have to have 15,000, and they will put the other 5,000 in as far as points. And
here, sounds like Bob just disappeared. Anyone else here on the host code can speak up so loud that I'm.
I'm sorry. I think we. I almost lost you there.
You did. Here.
Anyway,
you get 5,000 bonus points for June.
For June, and then in July, because it's closer to the end goal. Now, this is to help everyone, or as many people that want to pick up the challenge and do it, to attain their goal of being gold so they can go to the summit in Mexico. I have to tell you, that's going to be an awesome, awesome event. So, in July, they give us 1,000 points less, but we have another month to get our ducks in a row, so we have to do 16. And they do four. And then in August, which is an extension of a month because it was only running through the end of July before, and it's because of the company's desire to have as many people as possible be at the summit, to have them prepared
to be ready to take off and to run with this thing the way the company's going to go. And so they want to have as many people as well. And I tell you, if you've ever been to a NECAN event, they are awesome. They're absolutely first class in every way, and you get so much information. And the people you are there with and you associate with, you are learning from the masters, you're learning from the leaders of the company, and you learn more just by associating with them than you will in watching a million DVDs or CDs. It's just, it's so different because you feel of their spirit. And as you feel of their spirit, it transcends to yours. Anyway, what I was thinking is, lining all these people up, we can now put people in a row, and then we have the added addition of the fact that we now have the possibility of having financing available on a scale. Maybe
we're
I should
bring
say
that up
but,
a little bit later.
Okay,
not today because we're not quite ready.
Okay, you're right. Okay, so even be that as it may, it is with everything we have, with these things, these advantages that have been given us, the company is so concerned about making us successful. And of course, you know, there's a best interest. All right, if we're successful, they're successful. But I honestly have never seen the kind of support that we're getting now from anywhere else. And we've been involved with a lot of different things. So
let me go over the TeenGram numbers a little bit. Now, Rob is talking about lining up in the groups, and that's when we've talked before about building legs in our organization. Like, we have my family leg, we have a Genesis family leg, we have a church leg. So we're not trying to just put people into an organization where they don't have a connection. These people are bringing their own people. But instead of sponsoring them all first level, we're showing people that, you know, you should put them in a group where they would fit. If they bring them, of course, they go under them. But do they go first level, or do they go under someone else who's under them? So that they're second or third level, and they all then are working together, helping one another.
Can you
try calling on your home number?
Okay. You guys, I can hear you talking. So this, what happens then is in this NECAN gram that we just put together, which will, sounds like Vanessa is going to be having to expand that up on her wall or something, so it's big enough. The sample has sample, which I can email to you if you send me an email. I will just email this back to you in PowerPoint, and you can download PowerPoint for free. Has three first levels. So supposedly you have three first levels, and what happens if they go out and sponsor three people? And that's as far as I've gone. So since you have three first level, they each have three, that's nine second levels. And if we're assuming that those are business builders, so they will each have purchased a wellness home at an average of 6,500 points, that would give you, with your first level plus your own, 28,000 volume. That would give you a new silver, their new business builder, their silver ship right off the bat. Then if they had brought in three at the same time, each that did that, well, of course, then they would be gold, and they would be on track to earning their bonus card very quickly. And the volume they would each have would be 21,500, and since you have three of those, or nine of those, then that would put you at 60K club level at 92,500 points. And so it gets really exciting very quickly, but that's what can happen. That's what has happened with people. In addition to all these people, and added into that 92,000, we included people who just wanted to use the product, because as you're talking to people about the business and the people getting excited about the business, some of them just get excited about the product. They have something that they love doing, and they just want to spend their time in their other career. And so we included four people for each that came in at 500 and then stay on auto ship. And so we have those built into this also. So do we have Vanessa with us at this time?
Yes, Vanessa?
Oh, no.
Vanessa?
Does she have a number to call in on?
Yes. Hello?
There you go.
There you are. Hi, hi, hi. Oh, my God. It's been awful trying to get on. We could hear everything, but we couldn't talk.
We called on the guest code or something.
No, we called on the other one. We called on both. We had cell phones and... Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning. So,
I heard Bob telling the story. I'm like, okay.
We'd like to hear a little bit about kind of getting on here. So a little bit about your background, Vanessa, and then kind of the story from where you see it. And
well, when I first met Meekin, I was at a health fair at the job, and... you know, I went out and took around and looked at all the tables and things and, you know, got little samples of everything, you know, people were giving out this. And I looked at the water and I was very thirsty, but there were so many people out there. I was like, man, that water, I'm going to want some water. And I had to go because I had a meeting to go to. And I just, like, took off. And I said, forget it, I'll forget it. So then later, one of my coworkers came back and said, oh, you got to come down here and meet this lady and this man and blah, blah. And I go, man, I ain't got time. My arm is hurting and... you know, I'm just, you know, I'll tell me, yeah, you got to come. And I go, oh, I got to go to a meeting. So he dragged me down there. Now, my meeting is way upstairs, and he dragged me all the way down to downstairs to the plaza. And so only to meet Bob and Suzanne. So I go, oh, hi, it's nice to meet you. I don't have a lot of time, but, you know, because I'm off to a meeting. But I just exchanged business cards, and she's trying to tell me about his wellness. I go, yeah, you know, we have a wellness center here, you know, in the building, blah, blah, blah. And, but I gotta go, and, you know, I'll be attached. And my arm was hurting, so Bob rubbed some cream on my arm, and I go, what is he rubbing on my arm? And then I go, oh my God. Well, you know, they always got something going on at vendors and stuff at our job. So I said, okay. And he said, what happened to your arm? And I go, I don't know. I just think it's muscle. You know, I don't know. So then Suzanne said, oh, let's put this wrap on her arm. And so I go back in the office, and I'm bandaged up. And I'm like, okay, well, it's gotta be that. And they're like, what happened to you? Well, I don't know. It's just my arm. You know, it's just hurting me. So she told me to leave it on. So the course of the day went on, and I left it on. And later that evening, that night when I got in, you know, of course, I took it off and everything else, and my arm felt much better. And I was like, oh, my God, because it was tendonitis in my elbow. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, my God. So, okay, I went on. And Suzanne called me back the following week when I told her to call me on Monday. And she called me. Of course, I couldn't talk then, but I made time. She said, well, let's just meet. Let's just meet for lunch. And I go, okay, well, when is a good time? Because I'm just extremely busy, you know, at work, you know, I'm thinking. So she said, let's just meet. Can Bob and I just meet you for lunch? And I go, okay, yeah, that's fine. So I get into work, and I'm rushing around. And in fact, when it got there, I think you guys waited about a half hour for me because I was just swamped, and I'm always overbooking my appointments and things. So I get down there, we go to lunch, and she chit-chats and tell me about it. So we come back in, and we talk about it. So I go, okay, well, that sounds pretty interesting. So I invited another coworker of mine, Ollie, to come over because this, I said, Ollie is really, you know, this is something I would really like too, you know. And I just thought, okay, let me share it with her. So she came in, and oh, God, so she was like, oh, yeah. So we sit there and talk about it. Then Suzanne tells us about this meeting on Thursday. So Ollie committed to going. So the week went on. Wednesday came, so Ollie goes, well, you know, we're going to the meeting tomorrow. I said, what meeting? We're going to the meeting tomorrow. And I said, oh, you're going to go to that meeting? I'm thinking, you're going? So she said, yeah. And you're going? I go, okay, I guess I am. So she comes over, and we go on out to the meeting. And I get to see all, I was just thrilled and surprised. I mean, I got to see all the products that Meekin I had to offer. And then I went to telling her about my experience with my arm, and it was just a wonderful meeting. So I thought, wow, this is really interesting. Well, I was learning all along because I had no idea that magnets was, you know, I like, you know, did that anything for you. You know, I just didn't. So I said, okay, and then we were full of information because Bob and Suzanne was just a fountain of information, right? And I had questions, and the water was my thing. You know, I'm like, what's with water? You know, we're just drinking the water. Well, then I got to sit. I have a back problem. I had a car accident last year, and I was in therapy for 3 months, you know, with my back. So I've never been really, really right. You know, it just aches all the time, you know, but I live with it. So I'm sitting there, and so Pearl just came, and because I'm turning and turning because I can't sit in a little chair. It's too long. And she puts this pad up under me.
I'm like, okay, what is this? So I'm not going to question it because it certainly feels good. And it starts to warm up. And I'm like, what the heck? And I'm like, why is this? I said, oh, well, it feels good. And I never moved from the position. I'm like, okay, I'm really comfortable. So I asked about that after the meeting. Like, what is this? Because it really makes my back feel good, and I need this in my car. And so she starts explaining. She showed me the flyer of a man with a feet that was inflamed and how the blood flows, you know. Now, that made sense to me because I knew my back had been, you know, messed up. I said, well, nothing made my back feel that well, and I was only there about an hour at the meeting. So I'm like, this was, like, instantaneous, you know. So I'm telling my girlfriend, Ollie, she's sitting next to me, like, oh, my back feels so good. And she was like, why didn't I get one? I was like, I don't know, but my back feels good. So after the meeting, we did the rollout, and I jumped on the table first. I'm like, oh, my God. And needless to say, I was the last one to get off the table because I was like, can I just lay here a little longer till we could turn the lights off? So I got up, and I felt good, and they were like, oh, well, wow. And they, okay, well, don't overdo it, you know. I was like, oh, my God, my whole body. I mean, I was just so energized. So we're riding home, Ollie and I, and I'm like, this is just amazing. Well, Ollie didn't get on the table. She did a little feet thing. And I'm like, girl, you should have got on the table. And I'm trying to share this experience with her because she's really not getting it. She got it, but she's not feeling it. I actually felt it because I was on this table. So I'm trying to share with her. So I go, okay, well, never mind. So I get home. My neighbor, Joanne, she lives next door to me. Well, she's really into all natural things, and, you know, she has books, and she really educates me on a lot of stuff. So I see her in passing, and I mean right next door. We literally live right next door. So I'm going out to work one morning, and she's coming in, and I said, girl, you know, I got to talk to you about something later. And so she goes, okay. I said, a little business venture, you know, because I really don't know what I'm talking about, but I want to share this with her, but I don't know how, you know, because I don't want her looking at me crazy. So as I was saying it, I just passed by and got in my car, and she came on in the house. So we live next door, but we rarely see each other. So then one morning I was going out to work, and I was late, running late. And she go, hey, girl, what you want to talk to me about? And I go, you know what? I say, you know, and I went on to tell her, I met this person, you know, but the health fair is there. And I said, she's a really, really nice person. I mean, I felt really warm and welcome when I first met Suzanne Bob. And I said, you know, she's really nice. And I said, I went to this thing. I don't know much about it. But, and so I said, but what does it have to do with the cells in your body? And blah, blah, blah. So Joanne goes, well, Vanessa, you have magnetic stems and stems on all your cells. And she started explaining that to me. And here I am standing up here talking to her. So I go, okay, it makes sense. So I started telling her my experience. And I go, really? So Joanne totally knew about it, you know, what the body, how the body's supposed to react to this and the other. So she goes, well, that sounds like something I would like to get into. I go, well, really? And I said, how much is it? I said, I only pay $49. So $49. She goes, no, it's got to be something. I think, listen, I'm telling you, I gave them $49, and I go to meetings, and I'm learning, and everybody is just so wonderful. I don't. And so Joanne is looking at me like, what are you talking about? When is the next meeting? So I go, I don't know. So I go, hold on, let me call. So I couldn't get Suzanne, so I call Bob. He's my backup. I'll call Bob before I call anybody. I'm like, Bob, I have someone here, and she wants to know, you know, when is the next meeting? He goes, tonight. And I say, tonight, and she goes, let's go. She gets on her phone, she calls her friend. Needless to say, I never come home early from work that, you know, often. I come home from work, and I got two people, her and her friend here, and we go out there, and oh, my God, we got to join. We just like it, we got to join. So I said, okay, so I'm talking to Suzanne, like, okay, where are we? You know, I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm just like, okay, well, come on, I'm just telling people it's done for me. So I told my brother, and he was like, really? And his arm was hurting him. Well, I had gotten a bracelet from Suzanne, and so I let him wear my bracelet, and he wore it for a couple of days, and he told me that his fingers had felt better because he had a problem with one of his fingers. So yesterday, well, I had been telling my, as we were going out to the RV because Bob and Suzanne bought their RV, the motorhome over, I ran into one of my neighbors that I go to church with. And I was telling her, I said, you know, I really want you to take a look at this. And I didn't give her anything else. I just said, take a look at it because I don't really know how to present it right now. You know what I'm saying? So I just say, just come with me. And so she had another commitment and that, you know, she would talk to me about it. So I said, okay. She said, what is it? I said, well, all I can tell you is wellness education and it's just, you know, being healthy and well. And
this is awesome.
And so, yeah, so she goes, okay. And, you know, she's always trying to do something, you know, and, you know, because she's a stay-at-home mom, you know, and she has, her back hurts, and, you know, she has ailments. And I'm like, I say, Louise, I think this will really help you. Well, do you got anything I can rub on my neck now? I go, uh-uh, I ain't got nothing for you. I said, I don't have anything for you. I don't know what to do for your neck. And your magnets, and I heard about them. I go, look, I said, just what are your Thursdays like, you know? And so she says, well, I'm busy on Thursday. What about Wednesday? I go, you know, I don't know. Again, so I call Bob. Bob, is there a meeting on Wednesday anywhere? So needless to say, he said he would look into it and let me know. So that was Tuesday night after you guys had left. That was Tuesday when I ran into her. So yesterday I get home from work. Now, I'm driving from L.A. Now, I'm in the freeway on Friday traffic, only to get here and come up the steps, and these women are at my door. Why are you at my door? And I'm like, I'm tired. I've been worked all day. And they're like, oh, can you please show us some can you? And I'm like, we're ready to sign up right now. And I'm like, oh, my God. Well, come on. And my first instinct was to say, well, you know, you really need to let me get in the house. You know, I'm trying to have latitude, right? And I go, no, I better not do that. Look like God said, no, you need to help them. So I open the door and I said, come on in and sit down. I need to be obedient here. I said, come on in and sit down. And I was exhausted. I mean, I really was. And everybody knows when you get tired, you attitude changes a little bit. I'm like, oh, my God. Well, you know, a lot of times I have to remind myself, it's not about me. It's not about me. I mean, you know, what is the problem here? Well, my neck, and I say, are you stressed? Yes, I am. Well, I'm just sitting here talking to you like, I know what I'm doing. So I go, well, okay. So I put her on the little info that I had and showed her that demonstration, because that's the only one that I actually feel comfortable with. And she was just in awe, so surprised. So she goes, I want to sign up now, and her friend wants to sign up now. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is just running rapid with me. Right? So I called Suzanne. I called, she didn't answer. I called Bob, he didn't answer. And I'm like, I left a message, help me. Call me back, help me, because these people are sitting here. I don't know what to tell them. So needless to say, so I'm talking to her. My brother is calling me on the other line, telling me him and his friend wants to go with me on Thursday. I'm like, you know, can not anybody can't ride with me. I'm trying to figure out how we're going to do this. Y'all just drive your car, you know. Just follow me. So Suzanne calls me back before she leaves, and these two women is ready to sign up. They want to get into it. And I'm like, oh, my God. And she said, you sure you don't have no magnets for me? So she tries to take my bracelet and put it on her back. I go, no, I don't think so.
I've stepped on a bat before.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're ready. So we're going to go. I'm going to a Wednesday meeting with those two women, and then I'm going to go Thursday to take my brother and his friend. So it's just, it like took off before I really could understand it, to be totally honest.
That's such an advantage, because otherwise, and people say so much, and then people think they can't do it, but when you keep it so simple like you are.
Well, because I don't know. I don't know. And I'd rather say I don't know. You know what I mean? So as I got more understanding when sitting down talking to Joanne, and her telling me about your body and the cells in your body and yes, and I go, okay. So I had Suzanne had loaned me her sleep system. So I was able to, I mean, you know, these ladies wouldn't leave. They would not leave my house. And I was like, okay, well, what was it? Come here, let me show you the bed. So I hear lay down. So, and Paul showed me how to do with the little exercise in the bed, from the foot of the bed to the top of Suzanne, remember? And so I let her do that, and you can see the strength, you know. I mean, it was something that they can actually see. So she's telling the girlfriend, you do it. We're not acting. This is not rehearsed. And I'm looking at her going, you guys are funny. I thought I was. So here I got people laying in my bed. I got people walking in my shoes. I'm like, okay, you guys need to get your own bed and get your own shoes.
So I'm looking at it. It's a lot of fun. We're going to have to close up here a little bit, so. This is an experience of how it works when you keep it really simple and exciting.
Yeah.
And so then I understand that Suzanne and Bob have helped you in helping get these people sponsored and
well, yeah, I told Joanne, and Joanne brought in two people, and then I think her two people brought in two people.
And so
three
then
people.
So then you're at third level.
Right. Oh, yeah.
People, you have depth already.
Yeah, so I don't know. I just tell people and I call Suzanne. That's what I do.
That's your job when you begin.
I tell people and I call Suzanne, and one day I'm sure I'll be able to do a presentation, but I'm not well versed enough to. I'm not that knowledgeable about it, so I don't feel comfortable. So
you
I just
do.
Tell Suzanne, and Suzanne helps me out and Bob, and that's how it's been.
And now everybody orders their products.
Yeah. So. You know, that's my experience. That was my initial experience up to date. I mean, you know, it's just incredible that people are, you know, they want to know.
People want to know. People, and it takes someone who's excited and realizes what we've got to be able to fire people up like this. And so now in keeping the fire going and getting them to be able to order their products, Have some of them have agreed that they're ordering their products, or have some of them already ordered their products?
Well, no, there are a few that really wants to get the wellness home going.
Right.
So, I think Joanne wants to get her wellness home going. Ollie wants to get her wellness home started. Jenny Lee, she's under Joanne. She wants to do her wellness home. I think that Melinda did too. I think that they're going to take advantage of the 6 month interest free plan that Suzanne's offering.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so how that sounds like about 4 or 5, maybe even 6 wellness homes.
At least 5. Yeah.
Plus yourself.
Yes.
So you're very likely to make you will definitely make silver you in the month of June with this program, and very possibly could make gold this month.
Well, I'm still trying to understand that. I still have a.
That's okay. I'll help you.
I just talked to Suzanne.
Just keep doing what you're doing.
Okay. That's right. We can help you.
Never let it get too complicated. You will definitely want to know so that Suzanne won't have to keep running the whole organization forever, but that will come.
Yeah, right. And I don't expect her to, because it appears that Suzanne's extremely busy, and I realize that. No, it really does. But she always makes time for me or call me back, and that's why I know that I need some type of training. You know, I need to know what I'm. You know, and certainly I can take it on myself. But again, I'm relatively new, so
don't worry. She called me a lot.
I should have.
We got daily conversation for at least an hour.
That's
well,
right.
One thing about it with the product, as everybody that I have introduced to it has said, they have felt an immediate response from it. I mean, Joanne really felt it. I mean, when she got on the table to do her rollout, and she insisted her friend got on, and I mean that was a selling point for them, I think.
Well, that's the thing that makes them so amazing, is because we get dramatic results. And all the other network marketing businesses and most of the other products on the whole market, you may get some results someday, but you just don't ever really know. And these, it's just like, oh, right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the business is equally amazing. The people, as you get into some of the bigger meetings and go out and meet the people that are on the call and are all over... are equally amazing.
Uh-huh.
So we really need to close our call at this time. Is there anything any of you would like to say before we close?
I would like to say something, Ruth. I have a tendency, probably more than a tendency, to be very business-minded about how I've established our business. But I never knew what fun was until I met Vanessa. And to see the excitement and the fun, this is really, I think, one of the extended values that we have, to see someone so excited to change lives, and the fun that we are involved in, it just makes it really, really the top, absolutely the top. So we can build this business, but when we have someone who feels like this, it is a pleasure to do it.
And I have good partners here. I mean, like I said, I got Joanne. She's right next door. I can always go to her. It's like, Joanne? She's very business-minded, too.
That is really true, Suzanne, and I'm changing the tense point of the perfect business opportunity. It now says fun and excitement.
Yep. It's a very important part of it. The fun is very important. Otherwise, it gets very old.
And then I had one more thing I'd like to add. One of the keys of success that I've often taught is to build a business with a friend. When you do it with a friend, you feel as though you have a companion right there.
Mm-hmm.
And I encouraged Vanessa immediately, as soon as she started, I'm sure you have a friend. Let's look at which friend or friends you would like to build your business with. And when you are bringing a friend, even if everybody listening on the call could come to a meeting with a friend
mm-hmm.
and bring their friend, even if it's their very first meeting,
mm-hmm.
it gives them a jump start, because I am truly convinced
mm-hmm.
that the first 90 days of someone's business opportunity, especially here as they're building, sets the feeling and the tone for the rest of the years that they'll be involved in McCann.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can have those experiences in their first 90 days,
mm-hmm.
fun, excitement, a friend to build with,
mm-hmm.
experiences that the product gives us, success,
mm-hmm.
financial gain, meaning the dollars, the reflection, if they can have those five or six essential ingredients, you're going to have partners for life.
Mm-hmm. And you're absolutely right, because out of all the people that I have brought to the meetings and to you, there is a couple there that I really, like you said, can attach to and build, and one of them would be Joanne. And I don't know that, I guess because she's really into the business. I mean, she's really into it. I mean, and I can see that. I mean, I came over to her house last night about 10, and I said, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to conference call her. She's like, okay, what time? Yeah. And that's what I need. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what she responds.
Yeah.
And she's
okay.
Sitting right here.
I'm sorry, we are really going to have to close. And I think that what you're saying now has really been proven. The wellness preview that we started almost 16 years ago is still running today every Thursday evening. And that was a key factor in bringing those people there and having those relationships develop.
Mm-hmm.
Now we can do it on the phone, and we do conferences, and we actually get acquainted that way also. And then when we get together in conventions and such, it's really fun to find out what the people look like who have been talking to on the phone.
Oh, yeah, right. That would be nice, yeah.
Look forward to...
Well, we had a hard time getting in on the call, so I don't know what the problem was, but we did get in, so we want to apologize for that.
We really appreciate you all being on the call today and adding to our lives and the enjoyment and excitement we have for the day and for NECAN and the summer that we're going to have as we bring other people in and share your excitement with them and help in changing their lives. And so we look forward to seeing your progress throughout the summer. You guys have a great weekend and an amazing June. Go out there and create your NECAN team and make that work. So have a great day.
Thank you, Ruth.
Thanks,
Vanessa.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.